What is going on, One Love family? Welcome back to the One Love podcast, and I am your host, Eugenia Rhett. And today's discussion focuses on glory. First, I want to start off by saying Happy Resurrection Day, Happy Easter. I hope you all really enjoyed today. I pray that you all remember the reason for the season, and the reason for the season is because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died on a cross for our sins, and he rose 3 days later so that we may live again. He went and conquered hell, death, and the grave so that we may live in heaven again through him. And all you got to do is accept him. Accept him as your Lord and Savior, and you got it. He went through all that. He went through everything so that we did not have to pay for our sins. And thinking about that today, it really got me thinking about glory and what is so important about God's glory. And I came to this conclusion. We can't handle it. You can't handle glory. It just can't. You see, when we get glorified, it messes us up. It makes our mental stamina, our mental mentality go crazy. We start to get anxiety. We start to get depression because people are looking at us to be perfect, right? When you glorify somebody, you are hyping them up. Hyping them up. And we can't handle that. Because we are imperfect people. And so when people hype us up, when people tell us that, you know, we're great at this and we're good at that. And man, you know, you just got the talent, man. You really built yourself up so you can be this. And we're like, oh yeah, thank you, man. It means a lot. But we get home and we think about all the flaws in between that one thing that we're really good at. Or that somebody thinks we're quote unquote perfect at. You think about all the flaws that are around that one thing, and so now you have depression because you have to be perfect in that one thing at all times. You can never fail because people have glorified you to the point where if you fail, everything falls apart. And now you have anxiety because every time before you step out on whatever stage that you're on, you get anxiety because you see and you know what people are expecting of you, but you're imperfect. That glory was never meant for you. It was always meant for God, for a perfect God, and that is who God is. He is perfect. And so when somebody tries to give you the glory, you say, no, I can't handle the glory. The glory doesn't belong to me. The glory belongs to God. Yes, the victory, God gives us the victory. He tells us, you can have a victory. But all the glory belongs to me. And all the glory belongs to him because we can't handle it. You can't handle God's glory. And that is it. That is a simple thing. We just can't handle it. But let me tell you what God's glory does for your life. See, I'm going to start with G. The G of glory. You see, God's glory, it makes you grateful. If you go to Psalms 19:1, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. And when you hear that, it makes you grateful because he literally shaped you. He shaped you to be who you are right now. The work of his hands. I'm grateful that God put so much effort to make me who I am, to make me the unique person I am, to make me like no one else, to give me the talents that he has blessed me with, to give me the skills that he's blessed me with, to give me the intelligence that he has blessed me with. I am grateful. God's glory makes you grateful for him. Because out of God's glory came your existence. You see, through his glory, we are able to be grateful for all he's done for us. If you go back and read Psalms 19:1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." And so through his glory, we are able to be grateful for all he's done. All he's done in his hands. Whenever we put him in there, his glory, his glory makes us grateful for all the things he's done. All of them. You can't receive God's glory. He has to get it so you can be grateful for what he's done for you. So you don't have to go through the depression. You don't have to go through anxiety of being perfect, because you don't have to be. You were never meant to be. You're always meant to be imperfect, and that's okay. You're just meant to stride to be more like Jesus. God never asked you to be perfect. He just asked you to be more like him. And when he says be more like him, be grateful for what he's done for you. Give to others. Give his love. That is what his love does to you. I'm getting off track. I'm sorry. Let's move on to L. L in glory gives us the opportunity to live. You see, through God's glory, we are able to live in the fullness of his presence. You see, go with me to 2 Corinthians 6 and 4. 2 Corinthians 4 and 6 says, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' is the one who has shone in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of the glory and majesty of God, clearly revealed in the face of Christ." You see, his glory gives us his presence. We bask in the light and the glory of God, and how beautiful and how great and how amazing he is. When we give God the glory, we are able to live in his presence. We are able to feel him, because when we give God the glory, he comes down to us and he hugs us. He loves when we give him the glory, and he gives us his presence. One thing he gives us, his presence. One out of thousands of things he gives us is his presence. Because he loves us. But also because we give him the glory that he deserves. The glory that only he can take. And it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. I love it. I love when I give God the glory, because whenever I give God the glory, he comes right inside of me and he gives me this happiness and this dance and this song inside of me. And every time it happens, it's something different, it's something new, but it's something so beautiful and so pure with him. I can't help but smile. I can't help but laugh. I can't help but feel my heart become bigger in his love. I love him so much more. And it's crazy, because your love continues to grow with God, and that's it. Like, my love grows whenever I'm in his presence, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful. So continue to give God the glory so that he can continue to give you his presence. The next thing is, obtain I know, sounds crazy, but the O in glory stands for obtain. And let me tell you why it stands for obtain. Through God's glory, we are able to obtain the promises of God. See, if you go with me to Romans 4:20, it says, but he did not doubt or waver in unbelief concerning the promises of God, but he grew strong and empowered by faith, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. Let me read that one more time. Just listen. But he did not doubt or waver in unbelief concerning the promises of God. But he grew strong and empowered by faith, giving glory to God. Being fully convinced that God had the power to do what he had promised. Therefore, his faith was credited to him as righteousness, right standing with God. When you give God the glory, your faith grows in him. Your faith is empowered. Through giving God the glory, you obtain the promises of God. I mean, it says it right here. It says, but he did not doubt or waver in unbelief concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and empowered by faith, giving glory to God. You obtain God's promises when you give him the glory, and no matter what you do. When you're in the middle of a basketball game and you win and they ask you, how'd you do it? It's all the glory. All glory belongs to God. Because before that game, he already promised you that game. He already promised you that part. He already promised you that job. He already promised you that family. He already promised you that marriage. So when it comes, and when somebody asks you how you did it, you give all glory to God, because his perfect love is the only way to do it. R stands for receiving. If you will go back with me to 2 Corinthians 4:15. Second Corinthians 4:15 says, for all things are for your sake, so that as God's remarkable, undeserved grace reaches to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So let me say it in the way it's saying. It says, for all things are for your sake. So for all things are for your sake. For all things are for your sake. So when God does good things, you are receiving it. Right? And so when it says, for all things are for your sake, it's saying for me, through his glory, we are able to receive God's blessing. And so for all the blessings that God has for you are for your sake. Because then he's able to, the blessings that he gives you, you're able to give to others. Right? Because that's what it says. It says, for all things are for your sake, so that as God's remarkable, undeserving grace reaches you, more and more people may increase in his things and in giving thanksgiving to him to the glory of God. You see, as we give glory to God, we are able to receive his blessings. And the more blessings we receive, the more glory he gets. It's that simple. The more blessings we receive, the more glory God gets in our life. When he blesses us with that baby that we've been waiting so long for, he gets all the glory. When he blesses us with the man or woman that we've been waiting for so long for, he gets the glory. When he blesses us with that job, he gets the glory. All glory belongs to him, because every time you give him the glory, every time he pours out blessings on your life. And lastly, why? Why stands for yesterday? Why stands for yesterday? And it simply stands for yesterday because of this one scripture. Two scriptures. Philippians 2:10 through 11. It says, so then, my dear ones, on Philippians 2:10 through 11, it says, so then, my dear ones, just as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation. Full effect, actively pursue spiritual maturity with awe-inspired fear and trembling. Using serious, cautious, and critical self-evaluation to avoid anything that might offend God or discredit the name of Christ. For it is not your strength, but it is God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work. That is strengthening, energizing, and creating in you the longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for his good pleasure, for his glory, for his good pleasure. So excuse me, it's 10 through 13, but that one right there, we continue to grow. Yesterday was a day that we may have messed up, but today is a day that we can be better. And the second one is 2 Corinthians 5:17. And everybody should know this one. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as a savior, he is a new creature, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. You're a new creature. Through God's glory, you become a new creature. It's simple as that. Like I said before in another scripture, Philippians 2:10 through 13. When he talks about growing in God's presence, it's because you're a new creature. And yesterday you may not have done as great, but you are still growing, and you are growing in maturity to give all glory to God when it comes to the end of it, right? To give God his good pleasures. You start strengthening in God. You start having more faith in God. You start being more blessed by God and giving to others because God continues to bless you. And you're continuing to give God the glory. You see, yesterday you were an old creature. But today you are a new creature in Christ. As long as you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a new creature in Christ. You see, yesterday is gone. Yesterday was the old you. But today, you see, yesterday was a day that I could have done better. But today, today, you are a new creature. You are gone. Yesterday is gone. You are a new creature today. And just by saying one little prayer, saying that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, he gets all the glory right there. Because yesterday doesn't define you. Yesterday's glory that you gave God doesn't stop you from giving him glory today. Yesterday is gone. And today, you are a new creature. I know I keep repeating that, but I feel like somebody needs to hear it over and over again, because God's glory takes away yesterday. He takes away the old life, and that is why he deserves the glory. You're a new creature in him. Yesterday no longer matters. Give him the glory. Be grateful for in him, because he continues to do all things. Live in him, because being in his presence is the best place you can be. Obtain in him, because obtaining his promises is all he wanted you to do when you accepted his son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior. Receive his blessings, because when you receive his blessings, you are able to give out blessings and give the glory to him. And remember yesterday. But remember yesterday is behind you. You are no longer that old person, and you are able to give glory to God because you are a new creature. And if you're not excited about that, I don't know what else to be excited about, because that makes me excited, because yesterday is gone. Because yesterday, because yesterday, Jesus Christ was in the tomb. He was still dead, but today, you hear me? I gotta calm down, because I'm about to scream and yell, and that's not something I want to do on a podcast. Yesterday, he was in a tomb. He was dead, but today he lives again. He conquered hell, death, and the grave, so that you may be with God once again in heaven. And I don't know what else he can do. He can't even do anything else that would make him deserve the glory. I mean, a perfect man who walked on this earth sinless. And you don't think you should be grateful? You don't think you should live in his presence? You don't think that you should be able to obtain the promises of God? You don't think you should be able to receive his blessings? You don't think that you can ever turn away from the old person you were yesterday? Let me tell you something right now. That is not true. All those things are so untrue. Be grateful for God, because he has done so much in your life, even with you not accepting his Lord and Savior, his son yet. Live in his presence, because there's nothing like it. Obtain his promises, because he wrote them out. He gave them to the disciples. He gave them to Moses. He gave these promises so that they can be written, so that you can look at these promises now and see that these are the promises of God. And I am a child of God, and his promises were meant for me. Receive his blessings, because that's all God ever wants to do for his children, because he loves us so much that all he needs you to do is come into covenant with him through his son, Jesus Christ, so that you can continue to receive his blessings and he can continue to receive the glory that he also deserves. Forget the person you were yesterday, because that was the old you. Today starts the new you. And if today starts the new you, if you're done with yesterday and you're ready to give all the God, if you're ready to give all glory to God, then say this prayer with me right now. Say, God, thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for me. He rose 3 days later, conquered hell, death, and the grave so that I may live again. God, today, I am grateful for all you've done for me. God, today, I want to live in your presence every day. God, today, I want to obtain the promises that you have for me. God, today, I want to receive your blessings. God, today, I want to move past the person I used to be and become a new creature in Jesus Christ, in you. And so today, I accept your son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. God, I thank you. God, I ask that you transform my life. You continue to guide my life. And God, today is a new beginning for me. I thank you, God. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, I am so excited for you. I'm so happy for you. If you feel like you may be alone, trust me, you're not. You're not. There's thousands of people every day giving their life to Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that you're not alone. And if you need to tell somebody, you can tell me. Email me, emrboot@gmail.com. Email me. And I'll help you. This isn't simple. This isn't easy. But I want to help you through it so you can stay on the track of Jesus Christ and stay on the track of giving God the glory so that you can continue to be grateful, live in his presence, obtain all that he has for you through his promises, receive the blessings, and continue to remember but move on from the old creature that you were yesterday and continue to walk in the new creature you are today. Guys, I love you. Thank you for being with me through this whole thing right now. I know that this was a long podcast, but I just felt like I somebody needed to hear that. Somebody needed to know that. And if it's you, awesome. I'm glad that this word got to one person because God will leave the 99 for that one. I pray that you guys have a beautiful work week. I pray that today was a beautiful beginning to your week. I love you all. One love family. We are together always. Until next time, I'm your host, Eugenia Rhett. Love you guys. Happy Sunday.